For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
That's correct. We're in chapter 44.
Verse 1.
We're going to start over. Okay. I want to go back a few verses just to contrast. We're going to see the end of this chapter. How the prophecy ends. And one of the things about it is we get the both 43 and 44 are going to end in a similar way that we kind of use in the Yom Kippur prayer, which is really how Hashem forgives, the power of forgiveness, how we'll make mistakes, but those mistakes, we can get over our mistakes. That's not a mistakes aren't permanent. In other words, we all have our ups and our downs, and we can pick ourselves up afterwards. And I really think this chapter is all good, by the way. Today, 44 is all good news. But in 43, he talks about some of those ups and downs. And it's okay. It will happen. We will make mistakes. We will sin. But that doesn't mean that we're condemned, we're forgotten, we're thrown away. That's not the way Hashem works. Hashem loves it, and it's so clear from the prophets themselves. Again, we live in this Christian world that, the Jews were, condemned, or they rejected, or, that's just not what Hashem says in the Torah. If we look back, let's go to chapter 43, verse 21. I'll just read through it quickly just to show you what happened there at the end of the chapter. Amzu Yitzartili, this people which I created, which is my people, Yitzartili, the Jewish people, they're mine. Our purpose is, we are Hashem's PR man. We're here to bring Hashem's presence down into this world, to teach the world about giving and about loving and about making the world a better place, and about what the important things in life, and about not stealing and not being corrupt and being honest and truthful. Amzu Yitzarti, this people was created for me. Tilasu, they will sing my praises. So that was the purpose of it. But Asi Karasi Yaakov, but somehow people stopped coming to shul. They didn't call Yaakov. They didn't call me. Ki Yagati Bi Yisrael. And you wearied of me. You got tired of religion. Sometimes that happens. People they're not into religion so much. Lo hevi lisa olusecha utzvechela, they stopped bringing the offerings. Lo avadim and mincha, they didn't even bring the flower. Like, to bring a lamb or a sheep, that's expensive. It costs money. But to bring flour? Flour is mincha, that's cheap. Lo agati b'lavona, they didn't do the frankincense. Lo kenisli b'kest of kana. But instead, not only did we not do positive things, what did we do? We sinned. And we wearied Hashem. We were a burden. We turned on Hashem. So what's Hashem's answer to that? So Hashem says, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I love you, Hashem says. I'm the one who's going to forgive your sins. Why will I do it for my sake? Because Hashem created a man, that man is going to stumble and make mistakes, but that doesn't mean that most of the time he can succeed and pick himself up and serve Hashem appropriately. And what about all those sins? What about the sinners? What about the fact that you're no good? Now, sometimes that's the Yetzer Hara speaking, what we call the Yetzer Hara, meaning sometimes we want to do the right things and we say to ourselves, who are you kidding? You're not religious enough. You didn't do this and that. You'll be a hypocrite if you do X, Y, Z. I met people like that. I couldn't. If I did this, people would say that I'm acting religious all of a sudden, or I didn't do this. No, just because a person hasn't done certain things doesn't mean that he can't be inspired to go and do serve Hashem and be very observant or get close to Hashem. And there's a certain part of a challenge in life that always tries to pull us down and say, you're not worthy of it. Why should Hashem listen to your prayers? Or why should you do this? Or no, Hashem says, V'chatesecha lo eskor. I'm not going to mention your sins. Don't worry. I'm not going to talk about it. We don't have, if Hashem says, I'm not going to mention your sins, then, hey, let's take it. We will come together in judgment. And then he mentions, I think, the way I see it now is like, Avicha Rishon Chata, it's normal. The first man sinned too. You know, that's, we all come from the first man. It's normal that we will make mistakes. But that's part of the way the world that we live in is that mistakes will happen and we pick ourselves up and we learn from our mistakes. And we become better because we call that practice. That's what mistakes are. They're practice. We make mistakes and we fix it better the next time. We sinned against Hashem, the Chalasari Kodesh, and even holy people. Hashem says, I made them less holy. I profaned them. I kicked them out. Vetna lecherem Yaakov l'Yisrael l'gedusim. And I gave the Jewish people over to the nations. So it's just interesting that you have the ups and the downs of the. But let's begin this chapter. This chapter starts on an up, the Ata. And the point of it, though, is that even after we've sinned or a person done something that they're not proud of, don't let that get in the way of serving Hashem, or of doing the right thing. If a person is in the mood to do the right thing, he should never say, well, I couldn't possibly do that. Look what I did yesterday. It would be hypocritical, or it would be wrong. It would be... a person can always do whatever good a person wants to do, just do it. Don't mention the sin. Don't let the sin hold you down, so to speak. Don't let a person say, well, I did this in the past, I couldn't... In fact, if you know on Yom Kippur, that's how we start, is that we say that we permit ourselves to pray with sinners. Like, that's the... because some people would feel like, how can I daven? How can I pray? How can I pretend I'm like an angel? I know I'm not an angel. I know I didn't do everything I promised last year. But we're in it for the long term. In other words, every single day we strive to do the right things. Some days are better than others. But we can't say, well, I failed yesterday. How can I try again today? It doesn't work that way. Hashem keeps it all in mind. Va'ata, Shema Yaakov Avdi. And now listen, Yaakov, my servant, Yisrael, and Yisrael, Bakartubo, my chosen one. I have chosen you. Hashem says, I've chosen you with your faults. Ko amar Hashem osecha. And I don't think that you're fooling me, or don't think I don't understand you. I'm the one who made you. I designed you. I made you. V'yotzrecha, I formed you. And mibetin, I made you in the womb. Yisrael, altiri, don't be afraid. Altiri avdi Yaakov, don't be afraid. They made this into a song. It's in the Bencher, a song about don't be afraid, my servant Jacob. Let's say, forgot how it goes, but there's one of those miros. It's called Altiri Avdi Yaakov. Don't be afraid, my servant Jacob. Sometimes we're afraid, and that's not fear and depression are not they're normal emotions, but we fight those emotions. We try to work with trust and with love. In other words, we try to we don't let fear and rejection drag us down. But that's why Hashem says, don't be afraid. And then he says, Yeshurun. Yeshurun is a nickname for the Jewish people. The German Jewish community chose that nickname for their main synagogue. It's called Adas Yeshurun, the congregation of... the word Yeshurun comes from the word Yashar, straight, honest. In Hebrew, if you want directions, they say Yashar, 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 like, go straight, go straight, go straight, Yashar, Yashar. It's like a, but the Jewish people was chosen because we try to be straight. We try to be honest. We try to do the right thing. That's Yeshurun. So he says, don't be afraid, my servant, Yeshurun, and my straight people. Bechartibo, I have chosen you. Now, what do we do, though? We've sinned. We're distant from Hashem. We've been punished. So here he describes what will happen in the future. Ki etzek mayim alatzan. Hashem says, first of all, I'll pour water on the dry land. Places that are dry and shriveled, I'll rejuvenate them. The nozim al yavasha, I will bring back the desert. And then he says the following, etzok ruchi al zarecha. I will pour my spirit on your children. I'll pour it out. Ubirchasi al tesecha, and I'll give my blessing to your descendants. Sometimes people, they give up on their children. They feel that they're estranged. They aren't following the things we like them to do. And Hashem says that I'm going to, don't be afraid, I am going to pour my spirit on them. And we see that in our times, that even people that there's no reason, there's a huge amount of people that there's no reason that they are where they are, meaning that they're in the shul where they're at and they're doing the mitzvahs that they're doing, but Hashem, like, just poured a spirit on them. He something struck them at a certain time in a certain place, and they decided, hey, I want to get involved, I want to experience this. And it wasn't that they were raised that way and they were taught that way, but it's almost like it came down. I grew up with that experience. I grew up in a city where nobody was really Orthodox, and somehow Hashem poured down on me a desire to seek out something more. And I can't explain it. I don't know how many 14-15-year-old kids that are living in today's world that Hashem just opens their eyes and says, "Hey, you want to learn about Judaism? You want to learn Torah? You want to study? You want to?" It happens to people. A lot of people. Almost nobody that doesn't have family members that didn't get porn or didn't experience that feeling or joy. So it's just like Hashem, like, says, "I'm going to pour." Somehow, like you can imagine, like when it rains, like Hashem just rains down on certain people and motivates them. I'm going to keep kosher. I'm going to, Hashem says, "Don't worry. I'm going to pour the water, so to speak, on the dry land. I'm going to give of my spirit on your descendants." Verse 4, "Vitzamchu bebein chatzir," and things will sprout. And ka'aravim, just like when next to a stream of water, you expect things to grow because there's lots of water there. But all of a sudden, in the dry areas, things will sprout up. Verse 5, "Ze yomer l'Hashem ani." This a person all of a sudden will say, "You know what? I'm committed to Hashem." V'ze yikra b'shem Yaakov. And a person will say, "You know what? I'm joining Beth Jacob. I want to be called Jacob. I want to. That's what I want to be involved with." V'ze yiktav yadu l'Hashem. And this one is going to write, is going to commit himself to serving Hashem. U'b'shem Yisrael yikana. And he'll be, "I want to be called Israel." For sure, we have lots of converts. What people go through to become converts today is incredible. It really takes, and we have a huge amount of converts, but you can't imagine how much effort they have to put in to study. We find Hebrew difficult, to take Hebrew and somebody has no background and they have to learn Hebrew and they have to learn, going to shul and all the customs, but they pick it up and they do it. And the people will say, "I want to be Israel. I want to be Israel. That's the name I want. That's what I want to sign." Verse 6, "Ko amar Hashem melech Yisrael v'golo." This is what Hashem, who's king and your redeemer. Redeemer means that when you get stuck, he's going to pull you out. So ani rishon, I was there in the beginning. I was there in creation, but ani achron, I'm going to be there at the end. I don't change. I'm there in the beginning. I'm there at the end. V'aladai ein Elokim. And there's nobody else. There's no other force. There's no devil. There's no nothing else. There's one Hashem. Verse 7. Umi kamoni yikra. There's nobody else who can tell you a story. Nobody else. There's no other religion. There's no other faith. V'yagida v'yachali misumi am olam. If you would ask the ancient peoples of the signs, if you'll study history, and the things that have come true, they will tell you. Yagidu lamo, they will tell it over. Verse 8, when the Jewish people has been through difficult times, and Hashem has always saved them and redeemed them and allowed them to rebuild. Al tifkadu, don't be afraid. Val tiru, and don't be dismayed. Halo me'oz hishmaticha, I've been around a long time, from a long time. They got it. Va'atam edai, and you are my witnesses. Hayesho kamilah. There's no other choice. There's no other God. There's no other power. Ve'ein sur. There's no other rock. People put their faith in all kinds of things. They put their faith in other religions and communism. And there's no other. There's no other. Used to be an insurance company that used to call themselves "Get a Piece of the Rock," because they wanted it meant that you could depend on it. Do they still say that? I haven't heard that commercial in a long time. Prudential, right? I don't know if they... but when you want to say something's rock solid, in early times, if you had a large rock, they had no way of moving it. They didn't have bulldozers and things. So if you had a rock in a town, you'd come back 20 years later, it was still there. It was. You knew no matter what else changed, that rock, it's like Stone Mountain. You know, no one's going to move it. It's going to be there. So Hashem is like that rock. He doesn't change. He's always going to be there. There's no other thing that's a rock. There'll be different fads that'll come and they'll go, and there'll be different isms and different beliefs. But there's no other rock other than Hashem, Bal Yedati. In Adon Olam, we say that Hashem Suri the Goali, Hashem is my rock and my redeemer. Nine. Now, what about the other religions, the other philosophies? It's interesting. Do you know that the other nations used to think that the Jewish people didn't believe in a God because they had an invisible God? So they used to consider us like non-believers because they'd say, where's your God? Here's ours. you believe in an invisible God. Who ever heard of an invisible God? Like, the whole world made fun of Judaism. And now there's almost a total switch. It's hard to appreciate that the entire world believed that you had to see God. You had to have an image, a statue, the sun, the moon, the stars. And the idea that there's an invisible force. Today we're aware of, you know, like nuclear power you can't see. You know, we know that there are powers behind things. There are powers that the eye can't see. But in ancient times, they felt if you can't see it, it's not there. And so people looked for objects to worship. One worshiped the water, one worshiped the fire, one worshiped the wind. Every nation found a different kind of God. Some of them picked animals, like one liked the lion, one liked the sheep. So here he describes those nations and kind of the silliness, the things that people allow themselves to believe in. Verse 9. Yotrei pesukulim tavu. Those people that they actually make the idols, they fashion their own religion. And this is, some people just don't get this. They have meetings and they decide what their religion will believe. There's forms of Judaism like that where they vote on what they want their Judaism to be. There are parts of Judaism that perhaps if we would make the rules, you know, maybe we'd make Yom Kippur a little shorter, you know, or maybe we'd, you know, we'd have certain rules that we would prefer would be a little, but part of the beauty of it is, it's left, you know, for 3,000 years it's worked, you know, it's what our mother did, it's what our father did, we can make Pesach a little easier, you know, maybe, but we don't vote on it. We do, you know, this is handed down to us, we know it's accurate. We can look in the Dead Sea Scrolls. It was passed down exactly as it was written 2,000 years ago. And we like the kind of people that it produces. We like the Hashem has been taking care of us, and we're still here. And we have no reason to change it. We don't say, well, you know, in our society, you know, we don't like 10. Why do you need 10 for a million? Why don't we say 5? You know, or why don't we include this? Or why don't we do that? Or no, we don't... We don't create our religion, whether it's popular with us or not. None of us have an eraser. None of us can go and say, "Well, I don't want to change this rule. I don't like, you know." They make a joke that in the Reform synagogue, instead of the Ten Commandments, it's 10 suggestions. You know, say we don't have that. Unfortunately, it's not an option like to just do some things if you're in the mood. Thou shalt not kill. Well, that was yesterday. You know, it's a but. The foundation of idol worship was they made their own gods, which means that you can form your own religion. Whatever works for you, you can create an entity. So he kind of makes fun of that over here. Yotzer Pesul, those people that create their own gods, kulam tov, they're all making a mistake. You can't form a religion. V'chamudeyam ba'yu'ilu. And these things that you treasure, these gods, they won't help you. They dam hema ba'yiro. They have eyes, but they don't see. Ubal yadun, and they don't hear. These idols, they look like humans. They had eyes, they had ears, and it didn't work. And lamanya, but they should be ashamed. You know, Christianity, you know, said that the world was flat, and the people who said that said that they were infallible. So how do you believe in something like that? You know, how do you believe in a religion that was wrong for, you know, for 500 years? And you know, they said that they were infallible, and it was from God that the world was flat. So guess what? The world wasn't flat. It took them a while, but they should be ashamed. The Muslims, the Quran is gibberish. It has things that are totally inaccurate. Because in the Quran, they quote the Bible. And they mix up the Bible, and they have things in there that are definitely wrong. So you know what they say? They say, well, we changed the Torah in order to make the Quran look bad. The only thing was, the Torah was translated into Greek 700 years before Muhammad ever turned up in the world. So what, you know, it's they should be embarrassed to believe in such things. It's not a, these other idols, these man-made religions, they have a lot to be embarrassed about. Mi yotzekeo, people that form their own gods, the Pesel, Nusach, and they did these things, but they'll feel, what does it help? Verse 11, Hein kol chaveiro yivoshu. All of them should be embarrassed, all of these religions, the Charashim Hemu, and all of these things that are formed by the blacksmith. They used to make them out of metal, and they would form them with, I guess a blacksmith would make them. Yikabsu kulam yamdo yifu, they all should be afraid, yevoshu yachad. All the man-made religions, all the idol makers. 12. Charash barzo ma'atzad, if you have an ironsmith who makes a, he makes with the one hand, he's describing the different kind of artisans that used to make idols. There were some idols made of metal, and there were some idols made of wood, and there were some idols that were made of, like clay. And so he describes how the workers worked. So the first one here on verse 12 is one made of iron. He said he takes the iron and he makes the coals and he uses the hammer and he creates it with his own arms. He forms it. Bizroya kocho gam roiz. And he's hungry. It's hard work. Ve'en koyach lo shasa mayim, and he didn't drink and he's thirsty. And the God doesn't give him energy. It doesn't provide for him. Verse 13, Charash, the carpenter. He takes the wood and he cuts and he does evenly. He stretches out a line. Natukav, uvaser. The carpet, there's a certain art to carpentry, knowing exactly where to cut and where to chop and where to saw. Yaseu, Mixos, and Mechuga. And he delicately forms this God, Ish Ketiferes Adam, and he makes it like a person. And he makes a model, L'shevus Bayis, to sit in the house. He makes an idol, a take-home idol. They had these little idols that they put in their houses. Likros lo alozim, and they cut down the trees. Vikik Tarza, and they take some kind of saw. Mine calls it an ilex. I've never heard that word before. Some kind of wood, I guess, yeah. So they get the cedar trees, and he takes the ilex. Okay, they take the tree. The alon is a type of a tree. The amitzlo ba'atzayar, he gets when they make wood, they select the type of wood they need. They look for the exact right type of tree that'll have the right shade of wood and it'll be the right, you know, when not dried out, the right thickness. Natsu oriz v'goshim yigdol, and the rain makes it grow. Verse 15. V'hayu l'adam lavar v'yikach. And the same wood people use to heat themselves. V'ikim mehen v'yochem, and you use the same wood that you make the idol to make a campfire. Af yisha v'yofa lechem, and use it to make wood. Af po'okel, and that same wood he turns into a god, and he bows down to. Also, how does he bow down to something that he just used for fuel? Like, what's the logic in that? The same thing that you burn and you use up, now you're going to respect and you're going to bow down to? Verse 16, Chetzav sarf b'moesh, al chetzav basar, yochel. Some of it he burns on a fire and he roasts meat, v'yishba, and he's satisfied. Af yechem v'omra ach, and the other piece of wood, on that one he says, he turns into a god. Hamosi or isi or he uses for a fire. So, the first part of it he uses for his own needs. 17 is shariso lekelasa, and the other piece of wood he turns into a god. Bepislo yiskavolo, he bows down and he says he's this god. Vishachu bispalelov. Today it's very easy for us to laugh at it because The Gemara mentions that people had a desire for idol worship that no longer exists. What happened is that and when the temple was destroyed, the sages said that they prayed that Hashem not make it. It was too many. Hashem created a world where people are tempted, and too many people were. One of the strongest temptations that existed in those days was to worship idols. It existed. There were people felt for some. They enjoyed. They had a passion to pray to the sun, the moon, the stars, to an animal. It was a passion that we don't really relate to, but it existed. They write about it. And at that point, the sages davened to Hashem and said, "Look, it's too hard. We ask you, don't make it so strong that people should be tempted to worship idols." So Hashem said, "Okay." And they fasted for 3 days, and it's a Gemara, and the Gemara mentions this. So he took away the desire for idols, and so today we look at idols, we say, it's silly, how do you do that? So the rabbi said, we're on a roll, you know what, why don't we get rid of the desire for immoral behavior, for adultery? So they fasted, and they tried to do the same thing, and all of a sudden the farmers came to them, and they said the chickens aren't producing. And this has to do with Freud. There's a certain amount of things that life happen because of sexuality, because there's men and women, and that produces a creativity, and the men try to impress the women, and the women try to impress the men, and that it's a society. If it didn't exist, if men weren't attracted to women, then the world wouldn't reproduce. So there's a positive part to that. There's a positive part that people are attracted to one another, and that there's a good part to that. And then there's the negative part to that. And so what it said was that they prayed that at least most people shouldn't be attracted to their relatives. Because if people were attracted to relatives, then it would be very hard to be moral, because then brothers and sisters and mother, you know, it would be awful to think about. We live in a society where morally people, people, they take vows, they give their most solemn oath to be loyal to a partner. And then they break it. And these are people that we look up to. These are people that we trust our lives and the lives of our country and our people to. And in our society, it's not how people are not that. They're very few. It's hard to find moral people anymore. So it's a... we look at that and we say, you know, we have to explain that the world, there is this passion, this desire, and some people don't learn to control it. Or they don't have the strength of character to control it. So idol worship was like that as well.
But
you should know Christianity went wrong because they created a human God.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ways. In other words, they had a God, it's a person, a
right.
Son of God.
Right.
Because of, they almost took it. They took it too far.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a challenge. How do you have an invisible God? You have to imagine Hashem is a person sometimes too. He's our mother, he's our father, he's our king. We have to envision him in a human sense, to kind of picture him. Yeah, true. But the people, they made these gods, they worshiped them, they bowed down to them. There is another view that it wasn't the Yetzirah or the desire for immoral behavior that took over, but it's the desire for money. There are people that in other ways are very moral and proper, but when it comes to money, it corrupts them. And there's no explanation for it. They had everything to lose, and they didn't keep their word. They did things that were not proper because of, also, money is a temptation. And so today we laugh at the temptation for idol worship, but we certainly see in our society people are tempted with money and they're tempted with immoral behavior, and there are temptations and people need to strengthen themselves if they want to do the right thing. But in the ancient time, that was one of the desires, that people worship things they created. There was some carryover. In fact, some people say that in the time of Isaac, a lot of them went back. It was just, in other words, that there were a huge group that went with Abraham because Isaac was focused more on himself rather than others. Abraham went out and was involved. Yitzchak was prayed. And so he influenced people in a different way, but a lot of the people from the times of Abraham went back to, I don't know if it happened immediately, but eventually they went back to the idols. But people, they create these gods, and then they go and they pray to them, these Pali love, and they said, Hatzileni, save me, Kikeliata, you're my God. Lo Yado, these gods, the statue that that person made, he doesn't know that anybody's praying to him. Lo Yavino, he has no knowledge. Kitokmurth in Aham. And it has eyes, but those eyes are just painted. Mahatki Levavasam. And they don't have any understanding. Below Yashiv El Libo, and nobody thinks. He doesn't give it a second thought. Below Das, below Tavuna. Lema Chetzav Seraf, he doesn't think. Half of the idol, half of the wood I burnt. B'moesh. And not only that, I ate my supper, I cooked my lunch on the coals. Lechem Etzav Boso, and I ate meat. V'yisru Latoy, and the other half, I'm going to turn into a god. Esa Levul Eitz Eskon, and I'm going to bow down to it. Like, it's so silly. Why don't they think? There's another idea here, which is that there are many things in life that just take thought. If a person, many mistakes in life or many basic concepts, but if a person just takes the time to think, he can figure it out. But people don't think. They really just don't think. They just don't, they're so busy, they don't have time to really focus on things. They don't think. Here this guy is bowed down to something and he just doesn't think. Roa Efer lays. He makes ashes. He burns the wood and makes ashes, and then he worships the other half. Lev huso hito. His heart is like misleading him. Now idol worship was very tempting. They made very pretty idols. I mean, even today you can find old idols that were big, you know, pieces of art, and they put the most expensive gold and silver and jewels in it. They were very impressive to look at, and they had very interesting ceremonies for the idols. They had orgies and types of things, and they had drugs, and they had other types of things that were included in the ceremonies. The people had a good time doing the idols. They had big feasts and so people that did it they enjoyed themselves. Velo Yatzil, it's not going to save the person. Velo Yomar, Alo Sheker Vimino. And people, they don't wake up, and they don't say, isn't this false? Verse 21, Zelcha Elo Yaakov Yisrael. The Jewish people have to think about this. We live in a world where people think of things differently. There are a lot of different values out there. And it's just falseness. It's just idols. It's just man-made stuff. Ki Avdiyata, we're servants of Hashem, Yitzart. He's the one who created us. Eved Li, Ata Yisrael, Lo Tinashani. Don't forget me. Now, this is what I wanted to show you just like in the last chapter, in 43, Hashem talked about him being able to forgive the Jewish people, how he... Here also is the same, almost the same kind of lines. 22. Mechesik ha'apesh, just like when a person sins, there's a cloud hanging over them. They've created a cloud hanging over. It's just like the wind comes and blows away the cloud. So Hashem said, just like a cloud comes, I'm going to ka'anu kadasecha shuva elai. Hashem said, just come back to me, kigal ticha, because I will save you. And that's the.
Is that what we say on Yom Kippur?
Yes, that's it. That's right. It comes right here from Yeshaya. Sometimes in Yom Kippur Davening, you look, they have like the numbers on the footnote, and then it tells you where it's from. You say, I learned that. That's it. 23. Ranu Shemayim, and the heavens should rejoice and sing praise. Ki Asa Hashem, because Hashem created them. Hashem has done this. Teruah, they should shout out. That's from the same word as teruah, like shofar. Taktis Aretz, up above and down below, and the mountains. There's the idea, sometimes on a nice day you feel like the whole world is singing the praise of Hashem. When you wake up in the morning and you hear the birds, you sing. There's a book that talks about this concept that nature sings to Hashem. And sometimes you listen to the nature and you just try to hear it. You can hear the crickets at night. They're saying Hallel. They're saying praises of Hashem. I'll never forget, many, many years ago, I'm trying to remember if it was a bris or my Rebbe came to my house, and there was a baby crying, and he was saying that's how a baby sings praises Hashem, is by crying, you know, just like the bird sings and the animal, the baby cries. Everybody does their thing. In other words, whatever it is that you were created to do, you do that in the service of Hashem. And so here he describes the heavens and the earth and the mountains and the forest, the kol eitz bo. He goes, Hashem, we should all sing because Hashem is the Savior. He saves Yaakov and the Jewish people, and we glorify in him. 24. Go Amar Hashem, go Lecha. Thus says Hashem, who will redeem you? Vetzrecha. He's your creator, Mibetin, and he formed you from the very beginning. Anochi Hashem Osakol. I am Hashem who does all. Note to Shemayim, I formed the heavens. Levadi Roka Oret. And Hashem didn't have any partners. He didn't have any... some people said that Hashem like had different partners in creation. The sun, the moon, the stars. No, Hashem did it all alone. He's the only power. Made for Osis Badim. Hashem, eventually all the imposters are shown to be false. All the hocus pocus and the magicians, the kosmi holo, meshiv chachamim achor. Eventually these people, they don't think straight. They die to misokol and they make mistakes. Making davar avdov, asas malachav yishalim. On the other hand, that's for the people that are stargazers, that are people that go into gaze in the future, into magic. But the people that serve Hashem, Hashem will fulfill His promise. And He has messengers. So Omer Yerushalayim Tashuv, and He says, go back to Yerushalayim, Lo Yehuda, and rebuild the cities of Yehuda. V'charvos, and you know the destructive, the destroyed ruins. Ekomim, I'll pick them up. Omer Letzula. There are places that are full of water. Hashem says, I will dry. Unarasecha Ovish. And there were many obstacles to overcoming. So he's saying that Hashem allows us to come through the rivers and the dry lands. Hashem, all these obstacles will not get in the way. Verse 28. Ha'omer l'Koresh. Now the interesting thing is Yeshaya lived before Cyrus. Cyrus was the Persian king that authorized the rebuilding of the Second Temple. And here, it was over 100 years before Yeshaya. One of the reasons that they didn't like to say that Yeshaya was more than one author is because how could he have known about Cyrus? Cyrus lived over 100 years after Yeshayahu died. Well, our answer is he was a prophet. So Hashem told him that there'll be a leader named Cyrus. I mean, the whole idea of the book is that Hashem is talking to him. So you don't have to say, well, obviously it was written by somebody 150 years later and it got tacked on because he knew about Cyrus. But if you're going to say that all along that Hashem was talking to him, you don't need to imagine that Hashem couldn't have told him that there'll be a leader named Cyrus. Ha'omer, there'll be a leader, Lekoresh, whose name is Koresh. And he is my shepherd, meaning that he'll act on my behalf. He basically gave them a blank check. He said, go back to the land of Israel and let me know how much it costs. I'll want you to rebuild the temple. The Kol Chesi Yishalim, he'll take care of it. Le'emor Yishalim Tibana, rebuild Yishalim, Ve'hechot Tivasad, and the temple will be refounded. And so Hashem promises over here that he will, even though we went into exile and things had, we had sinned, that Hashem would allow us to go back and to rebuild.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yes, good to be back. Thank you. Yeah.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.